Nolte, Newsom, Democrats, and John Stewart furious needy will receive food stamps. By John Nolte on November 11, 2025. The fury from far-left elected Democrats and socialists like John Stewart over the federal government reopening tells you they don't give a damn about the poor going hungry. They wanted the government to remain closed. Even though if the government had not reopened, millions would not have received their monthly SNAP payment, which is the federal government's food stamp program. Here's oh so compassionate John Stewart speaking for the Democrat Party as he rages against reopening the government. They fucking caved on the shutdown, not even a full week removed from the best election night results they've had in years, Stewart screeched. You had the wind at your back, election victories all over the country. Democrats, you sold out the entire shutdown not to get what you wanted but for a promise not to get what you wanted later. Here's the Democrat Party's 2028 presidential frontrunner. California Governor Gavin Newsom, on the vote to reopen the government, pathetic. This isn't a deal. It's a surrender. Don't bend the knee. Related video, Zeldin, Newsom and base need to get off of their asses and rebuild from LA fires. The Democrat Party as a whole was so opposed to reopening the government and ensuring people got their food stamps that the U.S. senators trotted out by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, to finally break the filibuster are the senators least vulnerable to a primary challenge. They are not up for re-election next year. It just goes to prove that Democrats, including people like John Stewart and the party's base of activists and fundraisers, really were and are willing to see needy people go hungry if that's what it takes to ensure taxpayers foot the bill for illegal aliens to receive health care and the wealthy to continue to receive Obamacare subsidies. Yes, I realize SNAP is a corrupt disaster that is abused and filled with waste and fraud. But I'm also aware that some people truly need it. What about those people, Democrats? What about those people, John Stewart, George Soros, Jimmy Kimmel, et al.? And this wasn't even really about Obamacare subsidies. John Stewart, Gavin, and the rest were willing to see people go hungry just to stick it to Trump. That's what this 40-day shutdown was really about. Humbling Trump by forcing him and the GOP to cave on something, anything, even if needy people had to go without. Watch, the Democrats' shutdown hypocrisy is shamefully obvious. The whole shutdown was a joke. Republicans only wanted to pass a resolution that would keep spending at its current level. In exchange for a clear continuing resolution, the GOP asked for nothing new, no add-ons, nothing. It was Democrats who wanted to change the rules and use a shutdown for leverage. Even though a shutdown would mean no food stamps for the needy and hell raining down on travelers as air traffic controllers went unpaid. When will people understand that Democrats and people like John Stewart, Gavin Newsom, and George Soros are monsters willing to sacrifice their health and safety to obtain power? These people are queering your kids, destroying women's sports, releasing the worst offenders from prison, importing the unvetted third world by the millions, and willing to see you go hungry just to get what they want. Monsters. Time and again they prove it, but the dummies keep right on voting for them. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.